rest of them.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we'd like to welcome you all to the Board Supervisors meeting this October 24th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We'll meet with department heads, elected officials. Krista Pogemiller, Health Department.
Good morning. We continue to keep busy with our flu clinics. And then we're also giving COVID vaccine, and people can call our office and get on the wait list for the COVID vaccine. We do have the uninsured and underinsured COVID vaccine available. And we're giving those on 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So last week, we had a Board of Health meeting, and we had the environmental health report. Russ is a subcontract for us for environmental health. He kind of gave us a rundown of the numbers and everything that was going on in the county. That's one of the new things that IDPH, which is IHHS now, is requiring that twice a year that they do a presentation to the Board of Health. Good information, and they're doing a great job and really keeping things, getting the permits out and those things. Also discussion about, continued discussion about the vaping ordinance. The Board of Health would still like to have that eventually come to the Board of Supervisors to look at a vaping ordinance for public parks and those type of things in our county. I know that board members are meeting with different entities like the City Council and West Burlington City Council to see if there's some interest in maybe everyone looking at a vaping ordinance. And then gave them an IAAP Restoration Board update, and that plume, they continue to monitor that. The board meets quarterly, and they are seeing continued progress with that plume that's south of town. They said that, you know, that plume has gotten smaller, and they'll continue. They've been putting things into the wells, they're monitoring wells, and so continue to see that improve.
You know, the biggest thing I learned out of that was to get a test to see if it is coming from residential, you know, is a test for caffeine. I would never guess that. So that was interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either, that, you know, when they're looking at where runoff is coming on from, if it's waste,
yeah.
You know, if it's human waste, it has caffeine in it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Just what I wanted to know this morning. Oh, thank you. Thomas, you have any comments on that?
I don't.
Okay, well, let's move on to something more interesting. Rodney Blaisner, maintenance.
Good morning. Pretty busy. Got a lot of stuff going on, prepping for the winter months. But the biggest thing is I send emails to everybody on Tiger Grant. Construction is out in front of the courthouse now, so. For the public parking, we have the south parking lot, lower parking lot, the courthouse here. There's a couple of handicap spots, three spots along the wall, and then there's five spots in the middle there. We're asking the public to use those to do business here in the courthouse. So they're more than welcome to park there in that lower lot to do some business. Also, there's a couple, four spots kind of kept reserved. The sheriff's office parking lot for customers for the sheriff's office. So. Just ask people to utilize those spots, and it's kind of hectic, so it's going to be hard to find a spot down here. If you're here for jury trial, utilize the street. There's some parking under the overpass. Not sure how we're going to get that all done, but give yourself a little extra time if you are coming to the courthouse to do some business to find a spot. And if anybody has any issues with parking, I guess, or need some sort of assistance, just have them give us a call. We'll see what we can do to help.
They found any trolley tracks yet?
Not yet. They just kind of started tearing up. So we've also unlocked the back door so they can park on the court street and utilize the alleyway and the back door as well.
We sent all parking tickets to Shane.
Yep.
And I will forward them to Tom. Thank you.
Did you say that if people have questions, they should call you?
Call Brian Carter.
I'll give you Shane's number.
What's going on here this morning?
Call you.
Yeah, they call our office.
And yeah, thanks for that backdoor thing. That's going to help out quite a bit. Let's move right along to Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
Last week was our clothesline project. We had a fairly decent turnout. I want to thank Pastor McCampbell for giving the invocation and Sheriff Glenn Denning for speaking, as well as member Major Schaefer of the Burlington Police Department and members of the Domestic Violence Intervention Project and the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. That's a word you just can't say very fast. RBAP for attending. We had some people who actually did new shirts so that we can start to have our own Des Moines County clothesline hopefully over the next few years. So it was a big success. Bob was there. I was quite pleased. So other than that, we're just staying busy.
Sounds good. And just for the record, I thought it was very, very impactful. There were some of the shirts that just, you just couldn't get away from them. So
I think that's the thing about it is when you're reading the shirt, you're actually thinking that that person made that shirt, that person went through this experience. And again, that's why it is so impactful.
Yeah, it was very interesting, at least. Wish I didn't have to go down to that, but I was glad that I was there to support, because everybody needs support once in a while. Anyways, good job on that. Let's move on to the sheriff, Kevin Linden.
Hi, good morning. We've got a lot going on this week, a lot of meetings. Hopefully going to make some headway on some different projects we have going on. Staying busy on the law enforcement side. Everything's going well there, but at the jail, our population went up to 96 last week. Then we were at 92 yesterday, and then this morning we're down to 86. So with that, we're at 21 out of county, but we've got room, so we're working on moving it back today. So hopefully we'll see that number come down. Our list to ship out to go to the halfway house, go to prison, is looking really good. We've got one going out today, and then one that just put on the waiting list for the residential facility yesterday. So none waiting on prison. So hopefully we're going to see that number improve, but it's a week-to-week thing. So.
Didn't those numbers go up because of Halloween?
You know, it fluctuates all times of years. We typically see lows in wintertime. It's just less activity out, being out and about. But it can be a result of a lot of different things. We had yesterday 4 people came in all on burglary warrants. So little things like a case being broke or something like that, where we make some headway on things. Those things can impact it. Sex offender sweeps, those things, we'll see our numbers go up, but a lot of different things can impact it.
Everybody satisfied? Moving on. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report, just keeping busy.
Okay. Jared Lasseter, land use.
Good morning. Well, just keeping busy as usual. We have a couple of minor subdivisions on the agenda today, probably one more next week. Also with the start the public hearings for the solar ordinance. Kind of had an interesting turn of events last week. So during the meeting here, someone, a member of the public, called the supervisors as the meeting was going, and Sheriff Glenn Denning, evidently closest to the door, volunteered to pick up the phone. And afterwards, he talked to me and says, "Oh, I think this is you." He'd taken down the information for somebody that had called asking about a land use related thing. So I gave him a call later that day, and it was pretty straightforward, just asking about permits. They were actually looking at possibly an area of several different, where Henry and Louisa come together. So they were just seeing what permits and everything was involved, which we like to see. So it was interesting. They don't always know where to call, but serendipity there, called at the right time and got where it needed. So,
all right. Well, we appreciate your work here, Jared. Chris Lee, conservation.
Well, good morning. So our AmeriCorps team is in town working with us up Creek Hollow. They are right in the middle of painting the exterior of the Ranger House right now, trying to rush against the rain and get as much of that done as we can before we get some rain coming in this week. Had our big Halloween event. Was really well attended, based on the number of cars we had in the parking lot. Thanks again to the CERT team for parking all of them. We're estimating 700 plus in the park through that day. So it was a little chilly and wet to start with, but the rain stopped. It was really, really great afternoon.
All right. I was out there. I saw a lot of cars. So I don't know how many people were out there, but
it was a lot. So
it's a big event.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Sarah Marie, County Auditor.
Good morning. It's Red Ribbon Week, so you guys all have red ribbons in your mailboxes. Don't forget them. I did send out a direct deposit for longevity because we'll get that next week. If you do not get it back to me, it'll get direct deposited as your normal paycheck does. But if you give it back, we can put it where you want it to go as far as direct deposit goes. Absentee voting going on right now for the November 7th election is in the office until November 6th. And then at your precincts on the 7th. Other than that, just keep them busy as usual.
Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, getting ready for projects moving forward. Ditching, working on some shoulders, trying to get some shoulder work done this fall and making headway on that. So other than that, not a lot, just a lot of stuff out of the eye, but they did do some wrapping up, I think, on the 99 project. So I think they're awfully close to being done with the punch list items that Devin had for them. So a few little things here and there, but in general, I think most of the seating is done now too. They have a little bit more work to come finish up, but for the most part, hopefully we can get the grass to fuzz up and take off this fall yet.
Sounds good. You had me at 99 wrap up, but anyways, appreciate that. Moving on, gentlemen, do we have any correspondence?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, let's move on to discussion. First we have 5A, which is a compensation board member resignation. To Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, on September 29, 2023, I commence work as a district court judge. I will no longer be permitted to serve as a member of Des Moines County Compensation Board. I ask you to accept this letter as my resignation as representative for the county recorder. Signed, Shane Wiley, 828 South Lakeford Street.
Motion to accept the resignation.
Second.
Motion second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Which is compensation board member appointment. Compensation board member request for appointment to Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I'm interested in serving the remainder of the four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the county recorder. The term will expire in July 2024. Signed, Derek Stotler from Sperry, Iowa. Can I get a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Thank you to Derek for stepping up.
Thank all of being on here because it's
no doubt about that.
It's a tough job for where they compensate it. So, not at all. Like, was you interested, Bob?
Never mind.
We should have talked about that later. All right. 5C is resolution 2023-039 on a final plat for Stoker, I don't know how you pronounce that.
I'm honestly not sure either.
All right, it's one of them. Stoker, Stecker, we mean no disrespect. Acres subdivision, and Jared, talk to us about that.
Well, it's a pretty simple one here. Actually, they both are today. This one is off of Mediapolis Road in between Kossuth and Highway 99. There's already been a subdivision in this 40-acre section here, so that's why this needs to be a subdivision. So basically there's about 80 acres of farmland to the south off of, I think it's 85th Avenue, and it's connected to a house on Mediapolis Road. There's a little narrow strip that physically connects them, and it's all under the same ownership. So right now, the current owners of that house are looking to sell the house and then keep the farmland. So this would allow that to split that piece off. And the name of the subdivision, I believe, is the last name of the people that will be purchasing it. So it already has driveway access from Minneapolis Road. No need for an easement to the south because that property already has access from 85th Avenue. We did get a comment from the National Resource Conservation Service indicating that there is a CSR, Conservation Reserve, easement in place for this. That's basically the eastern half of the lot, east of the house. There's an open field there, and so I believe there's at least a year or two left on that agreement. So we notified the subdivider, obviously is fully aware of that, and the buyer evidently is aware of that as well. However, just so it's on the record as we approve the subdivision, we're including a condition on there that acknowledges that existing CRP ground on that property. So apart from that, we just it was pretty straightforward, so we recommend approval with that additional condition on the CRP.
Motion to approve the subdivision.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. We're going to do these top copies and then we'll just do the other step. Subdivision, which is resolution 2023-040 and final plat for the Norm Frank subdivision. Jared.
Well, we're sticking in the same part of the county here. This is actually just a few miles east of the other one, and very similar situation where you got a 40-acre farm property here at the by the intersection of Highway 99 and Minneapolis Road. And there was already a house on the southern half of that property that's been split off previously, so that's why this one needs to be a subdivision. This is on the north half of the property along 235th Street, which is currently on the same property as the farm ground. This is intended to split that house off, and it would be sold to a family member of the current owner. It contains a house and a pole building. So this one has access from 235th Street already. Actually didn't receive any significant comments regarding this one. So I think this one's pretty much good to go as is, so we recommend approval as submitted.
Moved approved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Them people get cleaned out pretty quick. That's where Carter got one of the maintainers down there.
First or their last, where they're at.
5B personnel actions. We have one for emergency management and one for the correctional center. First one is for emergency management. It's for Shannon Prado. She's assistant volunteer coordinator and is for unpaid 7.5 hours and 8 hours on 10-9-2023 and then 4 hours on 10-10-23. This effective date is 10-17-2023. Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Then the second one is for James Pleasant. He's a correctional officer in the correctional center. It's his anniversary, so he's getting his 24-month step increase, moving from his previous rate of pay, $45,908.66, to his new rate of pay, $46,811.86, effective November 1st, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Report of fees collected September 2023, a total of $8,781.86. This report will be on file in the auditor's office. You can view this at your leisure. Lastly, we have the minutes for the regular meeting on October 17th, 2023. They have been approved. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Action. I can't say there's anything really to report. We're just moving forward with some projects. The main ones are down in Fort Madison, but that's about all I have on that. James.
I have public health. Just going to add one thing here. Some of these numbers, we had 116 diamond transfers last year in the county. That's 77. Diamond transfers is when a property changes hand and they have to go out and check the septic system, make sure it's okay. And they call in a time of transfer. So if you've got a property and I want to buy it, we've got to have the septic changed. We had 116 of them last year.
Wow. 116. Surprised me. Sounds like a lot.
Seems like a lot to me moving hands. Yeah. Right. Hopefully those are people moving up and somebody else moving out to it.
That is keeping things busy.
That comes up during the subdivision process too. We're just looking up a house from the surrounding. And we always send it to Greg at the health department so they get a heads up on that when it's coming through. So
our county is well taken care of by the Rust Board. I just want everybody to know.
What are those called?
Diamond transfer.
Okay. Now's the time we would love to hear from the public. We're going to have Jimmy set the clock here in a minute. But if there's somebody in the audience or somebody that is online, We'd love to hear from you. If you're online, you can call in right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us at any time at board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. That's board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. So, I'm going to have Jimmy start the clock. Is there anybody in the audience that has anything to say? Yes, sir. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Daniel Phillips. Do you want my address?
Sure, I might want to stop by and say hello.
This from public record that you're a citizen of
Des Moines. Oh, I'm not a citizen of Des Moines County.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But I'm with Access Energy Cooperative based out of Mount Pleasant.
And Kim Davis, Access Energy Cooperative.
Kim Davis?
Yes.
And we'd just like to express our thanks and gratitude to the ease in which we can communicate with your engineering department on right-of-way easements and different things. We serve 650 county members here, mainly south of town. But like I said, we've never had a problem getting an easement approved, and it's always been a real quick process for us. So we just would like to express our gratitude for that, and if there's anything that you can see we're doing wrong out there, please let us know.
When you said that you didn't have any problems, Kim was standing next to you and she was winking. I just
want
to know where you're at. For real? Let's get down to the bottom of it. Let's go and handle this.
Sorry to throw you under the bus.
No, definitely.
I don't have it.
Well, that makes two of you, Des Moines County. That'd been Matt Bryant. But anyways, no, that's good to hear. Thomas, James?
That's because they're working with Beck instead of Bryant.
Yeah, it goes smoother that way.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that our attention. It's nice to hear good things.
No,
I appreciate that.
Don't sit down.
Yeah, don't sit down. Yeah, and if you happen to get mad at Brian, come on down and tell us about it. We want to hear about that too.
Yeah.
But it's always good money, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got those names, Bob?
No.
Make sure you get them.
Could you spell those again really loudly?
Daniel Phillips.
Got it.
Kim Davis.
Just like
P-H-I-L-I-P-S, or is that two L's?
Just one L.
Just one L.
Yeah. I came from the family, have the L knocked out of them.
They know. Oh, boy, that just left hook me, man. I was expecting that. Okie dokie, man.
That's the ones we've had for a while.
That's in of our 2 minutes, and yeah. That almost made me slobber, man. So with
that
an
is,
eye,
that is,
with an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah.